From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, guys.
Why do we always feel so awkward when we start these?
I don't know.
But hi.
Well, because how do you start an episode?
Well, hello there. Hey, guys. Welcome back. That situation, I guess. Or maybe it's because I treat it like a YouTube video. Maybe like, hey, guys, welcome back.
Right.
But everyone listening, actually, welcome back. Thanks for joining once again. This is...
Oh my God. Our dogs are kissing. We have our dogs here with us.
Of course
today.
We do. The special guests always. Imagine we're like, they're the guests today.
Today, I wanted to ask you a few questions because I'm sure everyone already knows. Maddie came out with a movie called The Fallout, and it's on HBO Max, and it was actually number one watched on HBO Max, huh?
Yes, apparently it was like streaming at number one on HBO Max and was like one of the most like number one searched things on the app. So it was pretty insane. It did release a few months ago at South by Southwest, and it won the grand jury prize and like did really well there. So to have that release first be really kind of received pretty well, I was super excited that HBO Max wanted to pick it up, and now it's just been getting a really good response.
I know. And how was the whole process in filming? Because I feel like we haven't talked much about it.
I know, we really haven't. I was still living with you when I was filming it, remember?
Were you?
Yeah, we were still at the old house when I was filming it.
Oh my gosh, it was that long ago.
Mm-hmm. It was literally one of the first productions to start back from since like lockdown.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we shot it in 2020.
Well, how was it? Like, was it...
I mean,
where did you film it again?
We filmed like literally in the valley and like in Encino and stuff. It took me like 6 minutes to get to work like every day.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, it was such an incredible experience. Obviously, the subject matter, if anyone who doesn't know, it takes place, you know, It's these high school students who share a unique bond, and they kind of go through an experience that happens at the school. There's a tragedy that happens, a school shooting, and it's kind of about the aftermath and dealing with trauma and healing and kind of navigating love and self-discovery and all of these things. So it was definitely a heavy topic and a lot to take on, but ultimately I had an incredible experience and something that I'll never forget, just because Megan Park, the director and writer, she's just absolutely amazing, and Jenna Ortega is just the coolest person ever, and I think so highly of her, and I'm so happy I got to do a project with her, and she's just so incredible in this movie. And it's just cool also, sorry I'm like rambling, but to have like a female led movie, like to have basically all females being at the forefront of this, like all the hair and makeup department, styling, camera operator, director, leads are all women, and it's just really cool to have that because it's rare to find that sometimes. And yeah,
that's awesome. So I don't remember when you got the part. I remember bits and pieces, but how were you feeling and how did you react to getting the part? Did you get a phone call or?
Yeah, I remember because it was definitely like, I read the script. I was so excited. I was like, wow, I really resonate with this character. That would be just so cool. And then right before I auditioned, Megan, the director, called me to just kind of like brief me and give me some like inspo and like references of like what the movie's going to be like and the character and everything. And so that was already cool because it made me feel more comfortable, like having that little like convo before we started. Conversation. Having that conversation beforehand. And then I went into the audition a few weeks later. Rachel is our manager. She called me and was like, yeah, you got the part. And I was freaking out because it was the easiest yes ever that I've ever said yes to in a project. Well, one of them. And I just because I really just like, I don't know, I connected a lot to the story and it impacted me. And I know that it's going to impact so many people because it's a topic that needs to be talked about more because it is heavy, but it is the reality of our world. And it's something that hasn't stopped and it's something that continues to happen, and we need to bring awareness to it.
Of course.
I love that you're like interviewing me right now.
I know, I feel like such, this is like different for me. I like it.
Kenzie the interviewer.
Kenzie.
Kenzie.
So obviously you and Jenna were the leads in this movie. Did you guys connect right away as soon as you guys were on set? Like how was your friendship and how is it now?
Yeah. Well, we were both extremely, we kind of explained this to each other once we first hang out, but we were both really nervous to meet each other just because, I don't know, it's kind of scary, like just hoping that you're going to get along with like your co-star. I don't know. It's just a scary thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought so highly of her, and I really respected her as an actor, and I really loved the previous things. I literally finished watching You season 2 on Netflix and then like got cast and then got the role like a few weeks later. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like I just watched her in a project and she's so amazing. But we both really connected, and we're actually very similar in a lot of ways, pretty like introverted and just like, I don't know, we kind of keep to ourselves. We have the same music taste. Like, it was really cool that we connected on so many things. And so it made the process really amazing when we got to hang out and, like, work together every day. And our birthdays are 3 days apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's, really? Yeah.
Libra season. Libras.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What would be your dream movie to be in that's out right now? Because, obviously...
Ooh. You know, I haven't even seen this movie yet, but I just know I'd want to be a part of it, is Licorice Pizza, and I need to go see that movie desperately.
Okay, I've been seeing that, but I thought
we should go watch it together because I literally need to go with someone.
What is it about?
You just need to watch the trailer.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper's in it. You know the band, I don't know if it's Haim or Haim, the Haim sisters, like it's like three sisters, but one of the sisters is the lead in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like she just acts in it. It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there another one? Would you? Okay. I've always wanted to know this though. Would you ever want to be in like a superhero movie?
I would love to play like Catwoman.
True.
Zoe Kravitz is playing Catwoman.
No way.
And Robert Pattinson is playing Batman.
No way. That's going to be the best thing ever.
She's so hot. So yeah, she's going to be the best Catwoman ever.
Wow.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, deputy opinion editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What about you? What would you want to be in?
You're like the Fallout.
I'd want to play Mia.
No, I'm kidding. I feel like that's a hard thing to answer. I feel like
TV show.
Ooh, okay. I feel like I mean, I love Outer Banks. I feel like Outer Banks is such a...
You would be really good in that show.
Yeah, it's a great show. And I feel like it's just like really fun environment. And like everyone...
You would get to do cool stuff on set too, right?
Right. Yeah, they just... It just looks so much fun and they improv a lot of it. So I feel like it would be a really cool experience. And also like, I don't know, I feel like a TV show would just be so fun. But definitely. I don't know. I mean, I'd be down to be in some Marvel.
You love the new Spider-Man movie. I liked it a lot, but I wasn't like, I didn't cry like you did.
I'm not really into Marvel movies at all. Like, I haven't seen all of them. Like, my friends have gone from the start to finish.
That's amazing. I would definitely like to do that when I have like enough time to just sit down and just bank all of them.
Right.
Like, just binge all of them.
But I've watched the last two Spider-Man movies, and
Zendaya and Tom Holland are so cute. It's ridiculous.
That's why I love it. And Yeah, I cried a lot.
Aww.
Just because, I don't know, I get so connected to characters when I watch a movie. It's just a problem. That's why I feel like for me, if I was in the fallout, I feel like it would affect me a lot.
Yeah.
So do you think it affected you in a good way or a bad way? Or?
Yeah. I mean, like, look, obviously, like I said, there's a lot of weight to the movie and a lot of depth. But, like, the topic was, you know, it's hard to, like, walk away from that and just, you know, like, not think about it just because it's so intense. And I personally, and obviously you too, like, we were both homeschooled growing up, and we never had a high school experience, but I could just never, like, just imagine the fear that every high school student has every day walking into school. Like, mm-hmm. It's such a scary thing. It really is. And it's something that, like, I think about all the time, and I really just, my heart is with anyone who has suffered a tragedy in any way or a loss in any way like this. And I don't know, it's just, it's pretty insane. But I guess too, also, I'm so off topic of what you asked. Your question was, what was your question?
Did it affect you in a good way or a bad way?
Well, I learned a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I also, because you know how my character is like, looks like she has it all together, and then like deep down she's like super lonely and introverted and feels like she can't really talk to a lot of people, and like I can relate to that in a little way. And I feel like I learned that it's okay to like not be alone or not feel like you're a burden. Like, you, it's okay to lean on someone and talk to someone and be open about that stuff. Like, it's hard to do, especially as a teenager, but like, it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I really learned a lot from my character in that sense. And yeah, I think like any one of us that's in this generation are going to go through something, whether it be on a really high level or a little level, but it's like everyone's feelings are valid and everyone's allowed to heal in their own time, you know? And it's okay to take your time with situations and to go through phases in your life. And yeah, I think that's really important. Also, it's really interesting because in this movie specifically, you see each character kind of cope with their trauma in different ways. Like, if you watch the movie, the character Nick, he chose activism to like move on. Like, he very much like made a stand and tried to make a difference and try and prevent this from happening. And it's really important because there are a lot of people who in real life that really choose this route, and it helps them get through it, and they right. make a difference, and it's really impactful to a lot of people. And then there's also people like my character and Jenna's character who, like, you know, either you can lean on someone, or you just don't try and like drown it out with other things, you know, by partying or whatever. And it's like everyone copes with things differently, and everyone's allowed to feel what they need to feel. And things will get better one day. And I think it's like, it's hard to think about that in the bigger picture, but things usually do end up getting better for a lot of people. So hang in there, I would say.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
What did you do to prepare for this role?
Well, I obviously had to do a lot of research, but like ultimately these characters, and I feel like a lot of people could probably say this, but it really didn't feel like crazy amounts of acting, you know, because like these two girls are just teenagers who like have, you know, like fun hangouts, and it's just like a lot of the scenes that they ended up going with were improv. Like, they chose a lot of us just like kind of having fun and doing improv stuff, which was really cool, because also some of the scenes between us, you know how it feels kind of awkward, but it's like that's just actually the reality. A lot of high schoolers are like awkward, like teenagers, we are awkward, and it is awkward meeting new people and just like going over to their house at first sometimes. So I feel like that was super realistic. Have you ever had like a moment where you're just like, hey, and then you're like, cool, want to come in, and then it's just like
so awkward? Yeah, of course.
And then obviously there's an icebreaker usually, but The beginning is always usually hard. I don't know. Yeah. You're way better at making friends than I am. But
well, no, I feel like it's awkward for me because, you know, I have a conversation with someone, and then after I'm like, oh shoot, like that was really awkward. Like, I feel like I was really awkward.
And you think about it for like a while.
Overthink it. But yeah, I think that's what I loved about the movie so much, is you can really tell that you and Jenna have like a really good connection.
Yeah.
And you just like looked natural, you know, obviously it was awkward at times, but I think that was the point.
Totally. I am just also awkward. We've come to the realization that I am a little awkward.
But that's why you're you.
That's why
Let it shine, baby.
Oh my God, remember that movie, Let It Shine?
I was just talking about it.
You're like, that's actually Disney the movie.
Listen, I love Let It Shine.
Oh, also back to like wanting to be in movies or a TV show, I would want to be in The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that show?
No.
You need to watch it.
Listen.
What's your excuse now?
I can't watch a show unless the first episode draws me in. Like,
the first episode does draw you in if you're really focusing, because I know what you mean. Everyone's like, do I really want to watch a show about chess? And then you realize
I don't even know
it's not
about.
Even about chess.
What is it about?
It's about her. I mean, obviously it's about chess, but she has an addiction and an addiction problem, and like deals with family and deals with, she was adopted. Like, it's crazy.
I would be interested to watch it, but like, same with Grey's Anatomy. Like, you were obsessed with it.
But I had to stop after season 13, episode one, because
episode one specifically, because someone dies.
Yeah. That show is too hard. You get too emotionally attached, and then your favorite character dies, and then you're like, what do I do now?
Or like Gossip Girl, I couldn't get into it.
How? Gossip Girl is so good.
I couldn't get in. There's a lot of shows. I liked Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. I liked...
Says the girl. She's like... when she was watching it, I don't know. How old were you? Like 13?
No. I was like 10, 11.
No.
We lived in the dollhouse when I was 11.
Okay. So Kenzie would literally be like, Maddie, come here. There's vampires biting this other person's neck and it's really scary and I need you to come like lay with me while I watch it. I'm like, why don't you just turn it off? You're like, because it's too good and I need to finish it. And I'm like, what? Like,
that was
I used to get really scared.
I know.
Remember when I watched Lights
and
Out?
Now you're a tough girl.
Remember when I watched Lights Out on an airplane? And then I got home and I slept with a flashlight on and you turned it off and I was so mad at you. Do you remember that?
No.
I was crying.
Really?
I don't remember that. Remember when we took you to The Conjuring 2 and you literally were watching the previews and Kenzie just gets up and I'm like, where are you going? She's like, mom is outside. She's picking me up. I'm leaving. Like, the movie hasn't even started yet. She's like, I'll see you later.
I still haven't watched the second one. I've watched the first one and the third one.
The second one is so good. That's my favorite one. The third one is, people made it out to be like, this is about to be the scariest one. This is the craziest one. And that one was like my least favorite.
Huh.
We should be movie critics. Are you even focused in our conversation right now? Or are you just taking photos of Ivy?
That's actually not even fair because I was just interviewing you.
Oh, well, I appreciate the interview, Kenzie. This was very fun, and I appreciate you supporting me on The Fallout. And I hope everyone, please, I hope you enjoy it, and please go watch it on HBO Max.
It's amazing. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything you've achieved and everything you are going to do.
Thank you.
And you were amazing, and you're always amazing, and everything you do.
You're the best sister
ever.
Yeah,
guys, go watch it, or you're fake.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-TAKE20.
See you next time.
Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love.
Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.